After Taliban captors handed Sergeant Bo Bergdahl over to a U.S. Special Forces team in Afghanistan, it seemed like an emotional reunion 5 years in the making would happen quickly between Bergdahl and his parents.
I love you, Bo.
Looking back on the day after Bergdahl's release, when his parents spoke publicly for the last time, there were clues that Bergdahl's homecoming might be a bumpy ride.
The recovery and reintegration of Bo Bergdahl is a work in progress. I want to really convey that, because it isn't over for us. In many ways, it's just beginning for Janie and I and our family.
Bergdahl's mother hinted that her son would need time.
And give yourself all of the time you need to recover and decompress. There is no hurry. You have your life ahead of you.
Shortly after Sergeant Bergdahl was freed, various military officials suggested that a reunion with his parents would happen relatively quickly. But almost 3 weeks later, it still hasn't happened.
It's been 5 years for Sergeant Bergdahl. He's been in captivity. A lot has changed in his life, in his mind. A lot has changed in his family's lives. And we just need to give him all time to recognize how they can come together and be patiently waiting for each other.
The medical team treating Bergdahl says he can call his parents at any moment and that it's been his choice to delay the reunion. But those around Bergdahl aren't saying exactly why. According to a Washington Post report, Bergdahl picked a family friend to receive his remains if he were killed in Afghanistan, not his parents. After Bergdahl's release, the Washington Post reported on a collection of journal entries Bergdahl wrote before his capture and sent to a friend. Bergdahl wrote that he was in an odd place, like, I'm pulling away from the human world. I want to pull my mind out and dropkick it into a deep gorge. It's a snapshot into the mind of a young soldier struggling to make sense of the world. Bergdahl will have even more to deal with now that his psychologists are beginning to tell him about the media firestorm surrounding his release and the scathing criticisms coming from his fellow soldiers, like Specialist Cody Full, who served in Bergdahl's unit.
From what I gathered from it, it was always leave no honorable man behind, not leave no man behind.
We were prepared to have Bo is back and just have one great big party, and that's not going to happen.
The reality is any hope of a storybook homecoming evaporated long before Bo Bergdahl even set foot in the United States. Ed Lavandera, CNN, Dallas.